Act 1. More questions than answers. The note left by John Doe was strange indeed. It simply said, it was red rum. The train driver had shown it to the passengers, and then kept possession of it. He would find out its true meaning later, when combing his hair in the mirror. But I digress. Many of the suspects had not murdered John, so were eager to investigate whilst the train had stopped. What are you doing here? They'd asked each other. And did you know John Doe? Others were more curious. Why was the Duchess visiting her sister? Who was the butler working for? And what kind of doctor was the doctor? Some of them preferred to listen, eavesdropping on conversations about Mr. Temple's Holy Grail, Monsieur Parrot's obsession with the deceased's personal effects, and Jane Doe whispering softly about witness protection. And so far, only one passenger, the nun's sister soprano, admitted speaking to John Doe shortly before he was murdered. A fact that was unlikely to go unnoticed by the intellectual stallions in the dining carriage.